Penguin Random House Audio presents A Strange Scottish Shore by Juliana Gray. Read for you by Gemma Masseau. To all those who have stood where history was made and felt its echo. There was a time of great prosperity, when riches were abundant upon the land and disease was rare, and even the poor did not starve, but lived until old age. Still, there was great unhappiness, for misery is the lot of mankind, and a certain lady, whose husband's greed for treasure knew no limits, went one spring to the seaside with her servants and her only son, and swam in the nearby ocean every morning at dawn. Though the lady knew great strength and skill in the sea, she wore always a thick elastic suit to cover her legs and her arms, for this land lay in the far north of the country, and its waters were icy. The Book of Time, A.M. Haywood, 1921. Chapter 1. King's Cross Station, London, August 1906. The man stood near the corner of the booking offices as I emerged from the ladies' waiting room, pretending to read a newspaper. He was dressed in a kind of comfortable suit of brown Harris tweed, with which any fellow might clothe himself for a long train journey, except he wore it awkwardly, stiff and overly buttoned, like a schoolboy given his first grown-up jacket and trousers. His face I recognized.